Frank Zabski, the Pizza Gavone.
Hey.
In studio.
Hey, oh.
How you doing? I love that name. What does that mean? Like, what do you do? What's your job?
So you're looking for the definition of Gavone or what I actually do?
What do you do?
Very simply, I teach people how to make New Haven-style pizza.
That's your job?
100%. That's my job. That's what I do.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. There's a million people now making pizzas in their backyard.
It's absolutely fantastic to watch someone who's never made a pizza before make the dough, make the sauce, launch the pizza, assemble it, and the smile on their face when they bite into a pizza that they've made is priceless.
Now, did you ever own a pizza place? You worked at a pizza place?
The simple answer is I actually started making pizza around when I was about 12 years old. I grew up in West Haven. So West Haven, obviously, Mike's, Zupardi's, Vesuvio's, a lot of places that aren't even there anymore.
Yeah.
So I literally had kind of sauce in my veins. Fast forward 2012, I started Fired Up Pizza Truck, which is a mobile pizza business.
Cool. Oh, cool.
I had that for three or four years.
What happened? Why just 3 or 4 years?
I'm innately a serial entrepreneur. I just came out of a 30-year career in IT. I actually own my own.
You're like the wanderer. You got out of that career, then you're like, I'm doing something every 3 years.
Well, actually, most of my stuff has longevity. So that business I had for 30 years. I had another cabling infrastructure business for 20 years. In between that, I had this pizza business. And my wife, God bless her, who puts up with my crazy thoughts and ideas and nuttiness, she said to me, she goes, Frank, she goes, one of two things are going to happen. Either I'm leaving or the pizza business is going.
All right, bye, hon. Bye, hon.
And you're here dressed as the Pizza Gavone, so I'm guessing you're single.
Married.
Oh, wow.
I decided it was cheaper to keep her.
Oh, wow.
I love this guy.
You're single?
Not single.
All right, good. So you made the decision to get rid of the pizza business. However, you're a consultant now. You go around helping people make pizza.
I call it more of a brick and mortar business. So I actually have what like a traditional classroom that people come in and they listen to me tell them how to make the dough, the sauce, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And then they make pizza. And they're absolutely thrilled. I also do a lot of team building stuff. That's really been growing for me. I actually have a team building event right after this.
All right. So, because we want to learn some stuff about making pizza.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's some other stuff I want to cover.
Yep.
One, why are you dressed in white with a black bow tie?
This is homage to Frank Pepe. So there's an iconic picture of Frank Pepe with him holding up these 100-pound bags of bread flour, which is what you use for New Haven-style pizza. Just a tip a lot of people don't know. Back then, they didn't have screen printing, so all the shirts were all embroidered.
Okay.
So this shirt is a direct correlation or homage to him as being one of the great pizzaiolas, you know, definitely of New Haven.
Nice.
Why did everyone wear white back then?
There were a lot of issues with things being sanitary because a lot of people don't realize back then in the 20s and 30s, electricity was just coming around, and there were a lot of things that spoiled or went bad. So white is actually a sign of cleanliness.
Oh.
And a lot of the bakeries, because actually pizza in New Haven started really being sold in bakeries. And a lot of the bakeries
That's how
actually,
they all started, right? They were bakeries, and then they figured out, we'll just squash this down and put some sauce on it.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
During the Depression.
Right. A lot of the immigrants that came over here from Italy to work in the factories in New Haven were one of four things. They were either farmers, bakers, fishermen, or pizza makers, or pizzaiolas, as they call them over there.
Yeah.
They didn't have pizza over here when they came. They actually created pizza in New Haven. It's kind of a really cool story, and I love it just because I'm an entrepreneur. They were not the sharpest pizza cutters in the draw, but what they were was very, very big into working and family. And so bottom line is one day someone said, hey, we're going to make an oven in the back of our tenement, which is where they lived in. They started making bread and rolls and pizza, and they actually went back to the places that they worked at and started selling it to the factory workers.
Nice. Yeah, for lunch and whatnot.
Right, because it was cheap.
Brilliant.
And really good tasting.
Yeah.
Frank, the Pizza Gavone, is in studio, and he's part of this huge thing coming to the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. It's the Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest, which is really cool if you're into pizza, if you're into beer, if you're into both.
Get over there.
Does it get any better?
No, it does not.
But the ticket covers the pizza, and I'm not sure about the beer part of it.
Free samples.
Free samples.
Right, and there's going to be beer available for sale outside of the samples that people get.
I heard the beer garden's going to be named after us.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure on that yet. But I heard it's going to be the Chaz and AJ Beer Garden, which makes sense to me.
Of course. Why not?
Salerno's closed.
Yes, sir.
So the announcement came. That Friday, I went. The lights are on in the windows. I pulled the door.
No good.
No good. They were done. They were, made the announcement, and then
poof.
And the only thing I could think of is the help just scattered. Like, okay, we need to go find work.
Right.
And he had nobody. It's the only thing I could think of.
That's a heartbreaking picture, by
the way.
Because
he said he'd be open in July.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that place is iconic, especially in Stratford. What a lot of people don't realize, and I'm fairly involved in pizza in Connecticut. I do pizza reviews. I have DIY videos. But where I'm going with this is that the pizza business is tough. Crazy hours. People don't really want to work as hard as they used to work anymore. So the owners,
a lot of competition.
Right.
So you can get a pizza on every corner.
Right, but actually, I think there's enough work for everyone. There's enough pizza. There's enough people who want to buy pizza as pizzerias.
Uh-huh.
But it's the work. It's a tough grind.
But it's a loyalty game, too, because everybody has their pizza place. You know what I mean? So
A
new one pops in, it's hard to kind of feel like you're cheating almost when you go somewhere new.
Well, you guys last week had Johnny Monge on here. I met Johnny Monge like 25 years ago. He's off the reservation crazy.
Oh, yeah,
he started Manja Beats. And we used to call Johnny Monge Rub-A-Dub-Dub. And I'll tell you a quick story. So,
do I want to hear this story?
You want to hear the story or not?
What's he rubbing a dubbing?
I was kidding.
The story's very quick. So my wife and I and another couple from Milford used to go down to Sally's back in the day when the Consiglios owned it. And back then, if you were on the list, you were able to get right in. So we were. And Johnny was our waiter. He's the one that actually got us in. But he fell in love with my wife. And he told me. My wife and I used to sit down. He used to sit right next to my wife, and he used to give her a little rub-a-dub-dub on the shoulder. And every time we went in there, I told my wife, here comes rub-a-dub-dub.
Right.
And he was just crazy. He would just say, Frank, I love your wife.
And he was hitting on Ruth when he was here. Johnny rules.
He's crazy. You know, they broke the mold when they made him.
Well, that's one word for it.
They do also proudly display on their website, Pizza Gavon approved. So it means something to him that you said that his pizza's authentic.
Right.
I was the first one to actually review him 2 years ago. When I do pizza reviews, I put this sticker on the front door to let people know that I've been there.
Oh, good.
I don't have the Portnoy effect. I'm really not trying. I'm trying to do my own thing.
Oh, yeah, it's incredible.
There's only one like that on the planet.
Yeah,
really. Everyone wants to have that some kind of influence or that people follow and care, but there's just too many people out there reviewing food and thinking that their opinion counts. I mean, they're full of it on Yelp. Like people think, oh, I know what I'm doing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're a customer.
You have no idea.
You had a bad experience or a good experience, whatever.
Exactly.
Who cares?
One of the two.
Move on.
Right.
I want to go through some of like Connecticut's pizza to just see kind of where you rank them. Do you rank them or you kind of stay away from that?
I stay away from that. I'm more of the Guy Fieri. I'm more of the feel good kind of thing.
Yeah. Let's promote it. Let's be happy about it. Let's enjoy it. Let's celebrate it.
Right. And so
there's one, two, and three, number three, even though they're number three, their feelings are hurt.
Everything is decimal points away for me. I've got 20 places in Connecticut that I would go and be super happy to eat any type of pizza that they have. I don't have all, because the million-dollar question for me and all my classes are, what's your favorite place to go to? And I don't really have an answer for that. I have this now. I have a class after this, and then I'm meeting another person at Tipsy Tomato on 34, and I'm getting their stuffed shrimp pie. If you've never had the stuffed shrimp pie and Tipsy Tomato,
I'm out.
I take it.
It's the best.
Yep. I'll have a
You're
slice.
Out? Why are you out?
I'll have a slice.
No good.
Okay. Yeah.
Really?
Nah.
Wow. Did you ever try it?
Nope.
You going to try it?
No. Nah.
Oh, boy.
All right, I'll take it. Have his piece. I'll take his piece.
That was the best response.
Like I'm just not interested in that kind of stuff
on
a pizza.
You like what you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you like?
I'm adventurous.
Well, you got to have a good cheese pizza. That's ground zero. Can't make a good cheese pizza. You are not going to be able to hide it with toppings.
Correct.
So that's where I like to start. I haven't had a tipsy tomato pizza yet, so I'd like to start with that.
I love the name.
A cheese pizza. But the older the place, the better for me. Walking in, I just love the history and knowing that they were able to survive various turns in the economy and wars and whatnot.
That has an effect on me, too. I don't know if it really affects the flavor of the pizza or not, but it feels like it does when I'm sitting there in that booth.
When the sound of the oven door opening breaks the silence, and you think, how many times has that been heard?
Yeah.
How many times has that door opened to pull a pizza out for someone?
Right.
It means something to me.
And it's that smell. I think a lot of people associate taste with memories, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so tell me about this pizza and beer fest happening at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater.
So pizza and beer fest, July 16th, 11 to 3. The whole premise of the fest is to celebrate pizza in Connecticut. We've got four live bands. We've got four seminars. One's going to be how to make New Haven style pizza, icons of New Haven pizza, how to make Italian ice, and pizza coast to coast. We're going to have craft breweries there sending a sample or giving you samples. There's going to be beer to be able to be purchased at the amphitheater. But bottom line is
pizza trucks.
Most importantly, pizza trucks. We have a bunch of pizza trucks. Pepe's is going to be there.
Do they have a pizza truck?
They do now.
They do now.
Wow. So they're going to set up.
100%.
That's awesome. Big.
Yeah.
Big green truck. The cool. Poller in Stratford.
Legendary.
That just opened up.
The what?
The Poller.
The Poller.
It's right around the corner from where Gaetano's used to be. I don't know if you're a big Stratford guy.
Okay.
Yep. New Slice of New Haven. I mean, we've got a whole list of people that are going to be there. But yes,
wow.
Pizza is definitely going to be something that you can go there and grab a slice or two.
Ingest.
It's happening July 16th, and the key for me was that they're limiting the tickets, so there's a cutoff at the number of tickets they can sell. We've been to a couple of these food things where you're waiting in line for an hour for this tiny little speckle of chili.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
A chip.
Little tiny spoon.
A chip with some stuff on it.
Then you're back in line for an hour.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then by the time you get to the third line, we're out.
Yep, exactly. Nope.
Yeah. So I like that there's a ticket cutoff. This is all we can handle.
It's a great idea.
This is all we're going to do.
Yep.
People have to have a good experience, especially now. Everyone just tweets and posts stuff.
Yep.
You got to have a good experience.
Yes,
so the people putting this on said it's going to be a great experience.
That's key.
So, and they got this guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
The pizza Gavone.
Exactly.
How
could it go wrong? Hey. The white shirt and everything. Hey.
Chaz, on that note, there's two types of tickets you could buy. There's a VIP ticket and there's a general admission ticket. The VIP ticket allows you to get in early, avoid the lines, and it's free samples for the first hour.
Nice.
Oh. All
right, so VIP's way to go.
VIP.
I'll see if I can get you a VIP.
How much is the VIP?
50.
50?
Yes, sir.
Oh, worth every penny.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
totally.
It's like getting the easy pass.
Oh, yeah.
It's not
in the first half hour, I knocked that out of the way.
What's it for a regular ticket?
$15.
Ah, yeah.
VIP. Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
Yep.
VIP.
Yeah. And then when you eat a lot, you're like, well, I have to. I have to eat $65 worth of food. So that's fine.
Yeah. You have the admission where you're eating pants, comfortable shoes.
Well, no, VIP is 50. Done. All in, right?
Oh, no, that was on top of the
50. Yes. VIP 50. Done. All in.
Oh, okay.
Nice. All day.
Yeah. So you're 50. Right. You're all in.
Nice.
Come on.
Walk around.
VIP. That's right. I ate everything before you
did. I do feel important, like when I'm at like Disney or whatever, and I'm like walking in front of people.
Sorry,
I'm like,
VIP.
Look at you losers waiting in line.
Stop making eye contact with me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a VIP.
Yeah, don't talk to me. Kid, your father's a loser.
Can you spell VIP?
You want some rubber dub?
For pizza.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine what that place is going to smell like?
Oh, yeah.
Heaven.
Oh,
yep.
All that pizza going.
It's going to wander around.
All the stuffed shrimp you want, Jazz.
Yeah.
I'm bringing you a stuffed shrimp pizza.
You know, I have been wrong on this subject many times. I remember I just got back to Connecticut 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm on the air, and there's this new place that opened up while I was out of state called Bar.
Yep.
I was like, oh, really? I'm a Peppy Sally's modern person.
Mash, ain't a modern.
Oh, well, you have to try their bacon mashed potato pizza. I'm like,
wasn't that amazing?
Who puts mashed potato on a pizza?
Well, I remember this.
It's stupid.
Yep, 20 years ago. I'm picturing it now.
The very next day, there's a knock at our door, and it's them.
Yep.
And they're brilliant for doing
this.
Yes,
they are.
They said, we heard you talking about it. Try it.
It's so good.
Wow.
You can't stop eating it.
Yep. Wow.
You just can't stop eating it.
I was like, man, I was wrong.
Yep.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.